The Power FM Brekkie Show.
So this is reassuring, Jules. This is good to know that when things feel like they're all falling down and the world looks like it's in a state of crisis, that priorities are in order and things that need protecting are being protected.
Okay. I'm intrigued with what you're leading to right now.
The guys at Oreos.
Oh, good.
Have created a vault, a bunker, an asteroid-proof bunker to protect their cookies in the event of a global catastrophe such as an asteroid.
I don't mind knocking off a sleeve or two.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oreos, like, it's like they revel in their fakeness. Like, you look at an Oreo and you're expecting something that's like an Arnott's Delta cream in like texture and flavour.
No.
And to me, a Delta cream is a real biscuit, not Oreos.
Oh, no, I know. They're fake as.
But they love it. And
oh,
they're
yeah.
not ashamed of it. And they just embrace it. So this has come after it was announced that there was an asteroid. I think I must have missed this one. An Election Day asteroid. Asteroid 2018 VP1, scheduled to graze Earth on
Catchy
November
name.
2. scheduled to graze Earth on November 2, the day of the US election. So
oh,
people
yep.
are like, ooh, bad omen.
Yeah.
And it had, as far as asteroids and Earth are concerned, it had a fairly high risk of impact. Now, it's still incredibly slim. It's 0.41% chance.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in the world of asteroids, that's high enough for scientists to take seriously.
Of course.
I did a little more work and realized that if it did contact our atmosphere, it would disintegrate harmlessly. Everyone would be fine. But someone tweeted, what's going to happen to the Oreos in the event of an asteroid strike? And the makers of Oreos took this seriously. So they built a global Oreo vault. It's similar to, it's inspired by the famous seed vault. I didn't know this existed, but apparently there's a seed vault in the Arctic that's meant to preserve our Earth's botanical heritage.
Oh, like a little time capsule.
Yeah, I guess it's like specimens from all of our plants.
Like a Noah's Ark, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
But for plants.
So in the event of like a global catastrophe, whether it's man-made or...
We could regenerate life supposedly from whatever's in that container.
So they've just next door to it, they've erected an Oreo one.
Makes sense.
It's good to know that we're protecting the things that are important. As an added layer of precaution, apparently the Oreo packs are wrapped in mylar, which is a special material that can withstand temperatures. And I'm sorry that this is in Fahrenheit, but from negative 80 degrees Fahrenheit to 300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right, okay. The important question is, are they just traditional Oreos or have they got the variations in there too?
Well, one hopes it's predominantly traditional.
Mm.
With a small scattering of limited edition.
I think you'd need one
like
of
a
it.
Sample of each limited
one of
edition.
Each.
Or maybe two.
Or two.
So they can
Noah
breed.
Style.
Yeah. So we can recreate the Oreo population.
Fantastic.
In the event of a tragedy.
Love it. The Power FM Brekkie Show.